This is Jack DeJohnette, and I'd like to welcome you to my label, Golden Beams Productions. Started Golden Beams Productions, and it was the inspiration and prodding of my wife and my younger daughter Minya to have a label to put out my own projects, because I was always doing so many projects. The name Golden Beams was off of a song that I had written when I had my group Special Edition off of an album called Earthwalk, and it was a piece called On Golden Beams. So the title, Golden Beams Productions, felt right. The first release was, surprisingly enough, not a drum record, but actually a relaxation CD, which I did for my wife and her healing work. I did it for an hour, if people are doing massage or meditation or yoga, they wouldn't have to look at their watch. But people started to come around and said, oh, that's really nice, I'd like to have a copy of that. That was the first release, and it got some picks in some New Age magazines, and it was nominated for a Grammy. So that was a nice beginning. Next release was a duo project called Music from the Hearts of the Masters, which featured Fore Musa Suso, a Gambian griot player and singer, who's been living in the States for almost 30 years. And I first heard him on a Herbie Hancock record in 1974, an obscure record called The Village. And Herbie had just gotten into electronic keyboards, and Herbie and Fode went into the studio and more or less, went for it. I mean, quite a few of the tunes were Fode's, and Fode had written a song called The Moonlight. And so I heard that tune and I thought, oh man, I got to get together with this guy. And it was years later till I heard him again on Bill Laswell. We've done a lot of world music productions. He'd done some things on the Cora with Fode. And it just so happens, about 6-7 years ago, Fode was in London. My wife and I were in London, and he was playing with Philip Glass, who he's been playing with for a number of years. And they were playing at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. So I went to see him. And I said, oh man, I've heard you on this Herbie Hancock record, The Village, and I sang this song that he recorded, It's just a simple melody that just repeats, but It was just so beautiful. And he said, oh, yeah, you know my music. So I said, man, let's get together. You know, I live up in New York. And he said, oh, I come up to New York. And I stay at Philip's house. And I'll come up to the house. So he came up to the house in the winter, stayed for 4 days. We spent some time, you know, jamming. And he would play some of these pieces. And I would put rhythms to them. And he, you know, he, it was his idea that instead of him singing, he wanted to just play the kora and jazz drum set, which was quite different. So in my studio up upstate New York, we recorded. I had an engineer, and we came out with Music from the Hearts of the Masters. And 4 days is amazing in the sense that I called him a great jazz kora player. Not in a jazz sense, but in an African sense, because he improvises from that modality, you know, and he's come up with ways of playing the kora, he's electrified it and put effects on it, and he's done things, has written pieces actually for the Kronos String Quartet, done some things with Modesky Martin and Wood, so he's very eclectic in his taste, and I kind of like those kind of musicians. Next recording was a project I did with Bill Frisell. We did a concert in Seattle at John Gilbreth's festival, Earshot Festival, a very eclectic festival with world music and jazz, and top name in jazz. And I was on tour with Keith Jarrett, and we had a day off, and Bill was playing, and Bill and I had been talked about getting together. I had my electronic module, Roland Hansonic HPD-15, and of course Bill had his toys too, and we played a concert, and then fortunately I document a lot of things, and the engineer made a DAT, and I was listening to it, and I'm saying, wow, you know, there's something here, and I called Bill, and I said, Bill, you know, listen to this, and maybe we can put this out on my label, you know. So he said, yeah, Jack, that sounds great. I said, well, I want to have my son-in-law, Pablo Ben Sermon, add some more to this production, you know, there's some ambient sounds and some bass things, and Ben did that and rounded it out, and we came up with this first track, which there were some things that Bill was playing in the lower register of the guitar. It reminded me of how the elephant sort of lopes along. So the title came to me, The Elephant Sleeps But Still Remembers.
Thank you.
next one was called Golden Beams Collected, a compilation of previously recorded masters and remixed by my son-in-law, Ben Sermon. It has a cast of people on there. Maluí Miranda, an amazing vocal instrumentalist from Brazil. John Sermon, the father of Ben, who we've collaborated many years on ECM and toured and played a lot together as a duo, and also in some of John's orchestra writing projects on the ECM label. So that came out really great. Just received a Grammy for another New Age relaxation CD called Peacetime. This is my first Grammy. This was an hour-long CD which had a sort of drone-like voices and sample piano or piano sequence. And then I've overdubbed some tablas and just a light cymbal ride. So it's a little more movement than the Music in the Key of Om. So that was a nice surprise. This latest release, it's called Music We Are, which features a collaboration with Danilo Perez on piano and electric piano, John Patitucci on the acoustic bass and the electric six-string electric bass. We had been talking about doing things together. I mean, you know, I introduced John to Danilo, And subsequently, they've been playing with Wayne Shorter's amazing group with another fantastic drummer and composer, Brian Blade. And we got together and played together as a trio, actually, during the Panama Jazz Festival some years ago, which D'Neil heads up with his wife, Patty. We played down there, and we had so much fun playing together. We decided, man, we gotta record what we do. It's very special. We all brought some music to the table, but we also have some collective tracks that we did. Music is more than just entertainment. Music has the power to lift people's spirits up. And if you carry that intention consciously, you have to be alert and be present for that. And that's one of the things that I try to convey in my music and with the musicians that I choose to play with. We sort of all have that in common. And particularly now, when life on our planet is so questionable at this point. It really is an opportunity for us to look inside ourselves and come up with constructive and creative ways to coexist in a meaningful way that's sustainable. And we have to do that. It's imperative that we do that if we're going to continue as a species on the planet, because we might then annihilate ourselves, put ourselves into extinction, but the life is everlasting, you know, nothing ever dies, and things sort of recycle and carry on. And so having that belief, I do believe that music can be a healing force for good. And to that end, that's my goal in life. To further explore the music of Golden Beams Productions, go to jackdjanette.com.